We're in the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. We're in Simin Tav. We're up to Simin Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, the halachas of the Suda Mafsekes, and we'll be doing the whole Simin, the two Sifim of it. Af al pi she'achal Suda Mafsekes, although one has already eaten the Suda Mafsekes, Mutter Lachzar V'lechol, you're allowed to eat afterwards. Ella im kein kibil alav beferish shalol lechol od hayom. Unless you explicitly accepted upon yourself not to eat anymore. That's a regular Kabbalah's tainus. Says the Ramah, Hagah, the Kabbalah believe ain't a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah's tainus believe, if it's only in thought, is not a Kabbalah. El tzorech lo tzio besvasav. In order to become usur in achila before Tisha B'Av sets in, one would have had to say so explicitly, thinking it is not enough. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Bach disagrees with the Ramah and holds that a Kabbalah B'Lev is good enough. He also says that the Grah sides with the Bach, and therefore he says that at the time you go to bench from your Suda Mafsekes, what you should do is make a T'nai that you are not Makabal on yourself the Isser Tainus of Tisha B'Av yet. Now, what happens if someone if someone was makabel on himself? In other words, what happens if someone said, or according to the Bach and the Grah, he thought that he's not going to eat anymore? So not only is he aser b'achila, but all of the inuyim of Tisha B'Av are chal on him. He's makabel on himself, all of the inuyim. The only exception being nilas hasandal. If he's wearing his shoes, then it's obvious that he didn't mean to be makabel the halachas of Tisha B'Av with regard to not wearing shoes, because he's wearing them. In the case of Erev Tisha B'Av that is on a Shabbos, so the halacha there is that one does not have to make a tanai. It is obvious that you're not allowed to be makabel a tainus for fasting on Shabbos itself. Therefore, it's obvious that he even though he finished his suda, it's not even called the suda mafsekes. It's his shalosh shudas where you can eat as much as you want. So you are allowed to eat afterwards as long as it is not yet shkia. Siv Beis, Tisha B'Av Leilo Kiyomo L'chol Dover. The tainus of Tisha B'Av begins at night. The halachas at night are no less stringent than those of the halachas of the day. Vein ochlin ela mibod yom, you're only allowed to eat by day in daylight. But uvein ashmashe shelo aser, whereas after shkia, although it is twilight, it is still aser to eat ki Yom Kippur, the same way that on Yom Kippur we start fasting at night and bein ashmashe is aser. The same thing goes for Tisha B'Av. Already from Shkia, it is usher to eat. Now, of course, in Yom Kippur, there's the added mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, of bringing it in early, which does not apply on Tisha B'Av. That is not a day that has a Kedusha that one brings in early. Someone decided to bring Tisha B'Av in early, in other words, he's makabel on himself not to eat. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that this is a neder, like all other nedarim, and it becomes a tainus. So it really depends on his nusach. It means like this. The halacha is that any time you want to start a day earlier, by davening Maariv early, you bring Shabbos in early, you bring Yom Kippur early, the halacha is that only works from Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter zmanis before before Shkia. Anything before that would not be considered a bringing in of the Kedusha of that day. If someone accepts upon himself the chumris of Tisha B'Av before Plag HaMincha, the halachi is that it is devarim v'teilim. The halachi is that it is not chal. Unless he said, I am now makabel on myself not to eat. Kabbalah's tainus is not something that is dependent on Tisha B'Av. Kabbalah's tainus can be done at any time whatsoever. Therefore, if a person explicitly asked only eating, he becomes usher in eating regardless of when on Erev Tisha B'Av he was makabel that. But if he's makabel on himself, the halachas of Tisha B'Av, that would only apply from Plag HaMincha. Before Plag HaMincha, it would not apply. Now we go further. Yes, there's a Sharat Siyun here, that if someone davened Maariv early, then the halachas of Tisha B'Av already applied to him. So that in places where people daven Maariv early, if you daven after Plag HaMincha, if you daven Maariv, the halacha is that the chumras of Tisha B'Av apply immediately. Says the Ramah now, Umuter berchitza v'sicha unilas hasandol ad bein hashmashes. The same thing goes for everything else. So for example, the Suda Mafsekes, one can wear shoes for. And after the Suda Mavsekas, one can stand up and one can eat and one can wash himself because Tisha B'Av hasn't begun yet. Further, now the Ramah says, Miu b'chol, no'agim lachlots min olim, kodem she'omer baruchu. If it's a weekday, meaning if Erev Tisha B'Av is on a weekday, the minhag is to take the shoes off already just before baruchu. The Ramah, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Pashtis, is talking about a place where they daven Mariv early. So, even though it's still daylight and there's no Isser in wearing shoes, nevertheless, you should remove them before Baruch Hu, because once you say Baruch Hu, as said, the halachas of Tisha B'Av Rechal. We don't want to separate between Baruch Hu and the beginning of Mariv, so what you're supposed to do is take your shoes off beforehand. Whereas, in a place where they daven Mariv at night, obviously the halacha would be that already at Shkia you have to take your shoes off. You can't take your shoes off before Baruch Hu. V'imu Shabbos cholzin la'achar Baruch Hu. Whereas on Shabbos, if they're davening Mariv and it is not yet night, so there you can't remove your shoes before Baruch Hu because it's still Shabbos and it's still day. It's only after you said Baruch Hu, where Tisha B'Av is Chal, only then would you take your shoes off. So on a weekday, if you daven Mariv early, you take your shoes off before Baruch Hu. Whereas on a Shabbos, wherever Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, if you're davening Mariv early, you take your shoes off after Baruch Hu. Milvad Shliach Tzibur, Shecholitz Kodem Baruch Hu. The only difference is the Shliach Tzibur, although for the Shliach Tzibur too, he is going to end up being mafsik between Baruch Hu and the beginning of the Birkas Krishma. The halach is that the Shliach Tzibur, for the Shliach Tzibur, we tell him that he is allowed to therefore take his shoes off beforehand. Now, as we are mechalik between the Shliach Tzibur and everybody else. Now, with regard to us, our minag is that we daven Mariv at night, and especially if it's especially if Tisha B'Av is Chal on Sunday, where Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, what we do is we daven Mariv after nightfall already. Not only that, but quite long after nightfall. So the halacha is that you should already take your shoes off before you go to shul. That's what the Maril brings down. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Maril, that if you're going to shul after night, so it really depends what time you're going to shul. If you're going to shul at a time that it is not yet Laila, then you wouldn't take your shoes off until it becomes Laila. Whereas if you're going to shul before night, if you're going to shul after night, then you would take your shoes off before you go to shul already. Now, the shatz, according to the Ramah, who's removing them before Baruch Hu, so he's got a problem. How does he remove his shoes before Baruch Hu? It's still Shabbos. Remember, the Ramah's shatz was davening Mariv before night. Says the Ramah, Rak Omer Tchilo HaMavdil. Before he takes his shoes off, he should say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh HaChol, because he's not allowed to be Noeg Avelis while it's still Shabbos. Now, you're not supposed to touch your shoes. So what does the Shliach Tzibur do? And the truth of the matter is, for anyone that's taking their shoes off after Baruch Hu, or the Shliach Tzibur just before Baruch Hu, what do? You should try not to touch them. And if you did, the Mishnah Berurah says you rely on just cleansing them with anything that will clean them, and you don't have to go and wash them in water. As far as the Shliach Tzibur taking his shoes off after Baruch Hu, he's not allowed to. He must do it beforehand, because we're a choshish for Tira Vadas, that a Shliach Tzibur always has to be afraid that he's going to get nervous and forget what he's up to. And although in many other places it says that Bizman Azeh, that we daven from Sidurim, we are not Makbid, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't usually get confused. In this particular halacha, we don't find that. And the Shliach Tzibur does remove his shoes before Baruch HaMatzoy Shabbos, just he says Baruch HaMavdol before that. Now we have another halacha. V'nohagu shalo lilmod be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elech ki im bedvarma mutarim be'Tisha B'Av. The Ramah says that there is a minhag on Erev Tisha B'Av already of not learning anything that is usur to learn on Tisha B'Av. You should only learn the dvarim hamutarim in Tisha B'Av. This goes for every Erev Tisha B'Av. And then he goes further and he says, V'lochein, im chal b'Shabbos, ein omrim pirkei avos. If it is chal on Shabbos, then we do not say pirkei avos. So this inyan of refraining from learning dvarim asurim on Tisha B'Av, already on Erev Tisha B'Av, The Mishnah Berurah brings the Marshal, the Gra, others, they say that it's a Chumra Yaseira, it's a big Chumra, and it's Garan Bittel Torah. Therefore, their Maskani is that if someone wants to be Makel and learn even things that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, Ein Mochin B'Yado. If it's Chal on Shabbos, so there the language is a little stronger. The Lashon they use is that if he said Pirkei Avos, if you learn Pirkei Avos, then Lo Hifsid Scharo. Not only in Malchum B'Yado, but you even get Schar for learning there. Now, the reason why the Ramah is so Machmir is because if you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you're going to come to think of you learning on Tisha B'Av. And besides, what's the big deal? There's so many Dvarim that are Mutarim on Tisha B'Av that you can learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that for many of us, we're not used to learning the things that we learn on Tisha B'Av, and we don't learn them as well. It really is a case of Bittul Torah. And there's a very big makom to say that one should really not be mezalzel in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the sake of this which is called the Chumra Yaseir by the Achronim. In the Bir Halacha, he quotes the Maimon Mordechai of Ein Adam Lomed al Mashal Libo Chafetz, and most people are not Libo Chafetz in the different sugyas that are mutter on Tisha B'Av itself. The last thing the Ramah says, V'chein lo yitayel erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not take a walk. Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, and this is even if it is Chalias B'Shabbos. We don't walk around Shabbos afternoon on Erev Tisha B'Av.